This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
Hey, this is Ellison Hubbard, former CSU Ram, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Minutes after 12 o'clock, welcome back to The Whole Show. Joining me now on the First Advantage Hotline, Mike Brohard, CSURams.com. Mike, my friend, I told you I would text you. I did not lie. I watched bits and pieces of the remaining games of the World Series. Final game was pretty damn fun.
It was. It was a lot of fun. It's, you know, welcome to America, Brady.
Well, there's a lot. Speaking of America, I got the freedom now. I got all these options, Mike, and now we got college basketball rocking and rolling. It's a great time to be a sports fan.
It's not a bad time. It really is not. It's there's enough to keep you occupied with whatever your little desires may be.
Thank you. I had Ali Farokhmanesh on earlier, Mike, and I had to give him a hard time. I mean, 98. Come on, couldn't get to the 100 in the first game. Couldn't get there.
You know, you need to keep the fans coming back wanting for more.
That's true.
Right?
Yeah. What did you make of that game last night? I mean, there's so many new faces. And I looked at it as like, man, these guys look like they've been playing together for a very long time.
Yeah, well, the funny thing, they kind of have. I mean, really, they've been together since June. So that is kind of a long time. Not 4 years long, but in this day and age, that's a long time to have a team together. They looked really connected on defense. The motion was great on offense. I think they finally got to the point where they were playing with the pace that they wanted to. And you had five guys in double figures, and you were without a starter in Rashawn Bimba.
Yeah, and I know it's game one. It's the first game here. They were significant favorites against Incarnate Word, but they win that way. Sometimes when you do what you're supposed to do and then some, you know, it's early. You get to talking. Like, how good can this team be? I think the understanding right now is that this is a deep basketball team, and right now, Ali Farokhmanesh, it's a good problem to have trying to disperse those minutes, especially when you get into games where they're a little bit tighter and not everybody gets a chance to get, you know, double-digit minutes.
Yeah, but like you pointed out last night, I mean, you have Kyle Jorgensen come in, and he replaces Bimba. He did a much better job this year than he did last year as a true freshman, right? So you see growth. Those minutes that guys got tonight or last night that they might not get later on in the year are valuable because they might get them again. You never know when a guy's going to have like a sore hamstring, is going to be limited, or, you know, could catch the flu and he'll miss a game. You got to have people, and that's why you like to have a team that's deep and you like to have a team that's versatile so you can work on some things. And yeah, it's one game. They're not a finished product. But it gives them a great foundation to where to start and where to build and keep trying to find ways to get better.
What are there any major differences that you see in Ali Farokhmanesh, you know, compared to Nico Medved at this point?
Their personalities are a bit different. It may not seem like much, but they are. Ali has put his own little kind of stamp on the offense. It's nuanced. You might not notice it very much, but that's what it is. Is it a complete overhaul? No, but part of the familiarity is what the good thing is, especially with the culture of this team. That's not going to change. You got a coach that cares about these guys more than just basketball players. And, you know, that was a big reason why 13 guys came back this summer. Nico was gone. It was, you know, Ali was still here. They still came back for him and the program as much as anything else. And that says a lot about what's been built here. And Ali will continue that on, and he will do it in the same way. But, yeah, there are going to be nuances to what they do offensively and defensively.
When Rashawn Bimba gets back, and hopefully it's sooner rather than later, does he jump into the starting role? Does Kyle Jorgensen stay? Or is that one of those things where it's kind of like yet to be determined? It depends on if KJ can continue to string games together like that, because that was a pretty solid game for him last night.
It was. It was a real solid game for him, and it was a really – it bodes very well for the depth that they have at that position, right? So that's what you're kind of hoping for. to see and develop and things like that. But, yeah, I mean, Bembo was expected to be the starter. He's been a big part of this team. Yeah, he'll come in and they'll share minutes. It also depend on, you know, when he's ready and how much he's ready to play when he does come back.
Mike Brohar joining us, CSURams.com. Based on one game, how good do you think this team can be this year, Mike? Just a random prediction, random guess. Do you think this is going to be a really good basketball team, a team that's kind of still figuring it out, somewhat solid, average? Based on one performance, how hyped are you about this team?
I'm really hyped about this team. I'm hyped for Ollie. I'm hyped for this group because, you know, I've been around the summer. I've watched how hard they work. They have expectations for themselves. And I think it's going to be fun because this is going to be a competitive Mountain West again. And I think they factor into that very well. I know it was interesting. I think they were picked seventh last year. They were again this year. Nobody really knows how things will come together. And it seems like they've got some things together faster than most. And it also seems like they've got places where they can really still grow.
Mike, as we move along here on the football side of things, off last week with the bye week, back at it against UNLV this week, what has the vibe kind of been like surrounding this team?
I think upbeat. You've got some – I know some fans have cashed in this season and they're just waiting to see what happens next. There are a lot of players on this team that have personal pride or are going to play with personal pride. I did not see this team quit. I know some fans thought that they quit. If they would have quit, that would have been worse than a 28-0 loss at Wyoming. The guys didn't quit. I don't see any of that in this team. And I also think you saw a team, especially offensively, that was put in an odd situation. You have a different vibe that's going to come with Grant Chestnut, right? You have a team that's still dealing with the emotions of losing their coach, then going into a rivalry game, and then having your third different offensive coordinator, third guy calling plays. That's a lot to throw at a team, I think. And then talking to guys this week, and I'll write a story on it later, the bye week gave them a chance to get settled offensively. Grant to get settled as the offensive play caller and instill what he wants. The players to figure out the hows and the whys of what's being called, and that's important, especially for a quarterback like Jackson Brousseau, any quarterback. But I think they've gotten to the energy that they want, and they've gotten to the understanding that they want, so they can really start to move forward.
Mike Brohar joining us, CSURams.com. The Rams will get set to take on UNLV this weekend, 7:30 on FS1. Mike, that process, and I don't – like, how involved are you able to get in the process? We know Tyson Summers taking over for the next four games. We'll see what happens. But in that interview process – with the hiring firm, I'm just curious, do they go out, like, do they gauge interest first? They're talking to people, they gauge interest, and then if there's interest, they set up a Zoom. What is the process like for that? Because, I mean, it's kind of uncharted territory. A lot of times these are when you're in the middle of the season like this.
Yeah, so, I mean, they've already started gauging interest. They already had people that have reached out to them that want a job, and then you've got to start going through your checks and balances, and the search firm will help them and those types of things. You're going to narrow it down. They're going to want to coach early in December, right? Because you got the signing date coming up. You want a coach that's going to be able to get out and hit the road and at least get a signing class put together. But then you've also got to deal with the ripple effects of everything that's going on in college football. There are a bunch of jobs open right now, right? And some people that have jobs are going to take jobs that are open, and that's going to create other jobs that are open. That's a pretty big rock and a pretty big ripple that's been thrown in the lake of college football right now. And you got to sort your way through it and figure out who's on your list and who shouldn't be on your list and really find out who's interested, and then you start narrowing things down. With so many jobs open right now, everybody's doing the same thing, trying to find their guy. And whoever your guy is might be somebody else's guy, right? So you've got to wade through all those things, too.
Mike Brohar joining us. I got a texture here. A side note, I guess. Do you think San Diego State has a chance to go to the playoffs this year?
No.
Yeah.
I don't. And the only reason is because they started so far down. It will be interesting tonight to see where they are, right? North Texas has played really well. Memphis is ranked. Some things would have to happen in that conference to really shake things up. I talked to some people about 4 weeks ago. I said San Diego State's they're that X factor for me, and right now they kind of control all their marbles, right? I think they have a tough game this week going out to Hawaii, but that's a good team. That's a good team that's getting better. I just don't know if you can jump all those other teams, and I don't know that they really have that marquee win that helps them. And honestly, this is probably the worst the Mountain West has looked in football in a long time. Your strength of schedule doesn't get any help in this conference the way that things have shaked out, right? UNLV's lost two straight games. Boise State's lost games, and now you don't know how long their quarterback's out. You've got teams beating up on each other, and it's just not the strongest league. So I don't think that helps a San Diego State, because there's not that team that you beat in this league that really raises anybody's attention.
Yeah, I tend to agree. Mike, what are you guys working on over there that we can check out throughout the rest of the week at csurams.com?
Well, I don't know if you know this, but we have a basketball game tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Tonight, so the start of the women's basketball season is beginning. It's an exciting time of the year for that. It's crossover season, right? Like you said, everything's going on. I've got my eyes on some tennis and some swimming for this week. Obviously a football game. You got the big snow day celebration. We expect you out there trying to ride the rail on Saturday.
Oh yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
Do I have to sign a waiver?
I think you do.
Maybe. I'll consider it.
You might want to, and you might want to update your health insurance.
Yeah.
If you're going to do that, but no, I think it'll be fun. The weather's supposed to be nice. They're going to make snow. It'll be a good celebration. It'll be fun. We're also kind of interested because I think there's like a big vendor, thing on Friday. A bunch of vendors are going to be in. So we're kind of curious if Ryan Pfeiffer is going to go out there and find about, I don't know, maybe five or six more Patagonia vests to add to his collection. there's a lot of stuff that can be happening this week.
A lot of stuff. Mike, have I asked you this before? Kevin Lytle and I were talking about this when we started to see it nationally, media members playing a pickup game against assistant coaches, and we threw out the idea of us going up against CSU's coaches. Would you be on our team, or would you be like a reserve for the coaches? Where would you sit?
Definitely not a coach. And then again, I still have to get clearance from my doctors because, I got both my hips replaced.
Yeah.
I don't think I'm ready to go yet. I might just watch and laugh at you guys. I would love to see like Baylor Hebb and Joe Palmer just tear you guys apart.
Yeah.
It'd be fun. I think it would be nice to see like Tim Shelton take Kevin down on the low post.
Is that where we put Kevin? Because Kevin was talking like he might want to be the point guard.
I mean, if you guys start switching on defense and he ends up on Tim, I think that would be fun to watch.
Well, they wouldn't. They would go hard too. Like that's it. Sounds fun in theory, but once you get out there, you're like, these guys actually might want to destroy us. So I don't know.
I just hope our photographer's out there so I could see Kevin get posterized.
Could we push for this next year? Because I'm in if we do, but maybe half court.
You might want to talk to the men's basketball SID, Ryan Pfeiffer, see if you can get that set up for it.
All right, I'll talk to Ryan. Can we get, like, points? Can we get, like, start off with, like, a 20-point lead or something?
What?
Yeah.
That goes all against the spirit of competition.
Well, yeah, but I've seen some of these scores, man. These are lopsided scores.
You're calling for this game. So yeah. You want this game. We're starting on an even playing surface.
I better start training. I'll start training. Mike, always appreciate it, man. Look forward to catching up with you next week.
Take care, guys.
All right, Mike Brohard, CSURams.com.
I would love to see that.
I think it'd be fun.
You know what your team's name would be?
The crappy team.
You guys would be the Generals.
Yeah, it would be bad. Because those guys are still like in great shape. They're running up and down the floor like that would not go well.
It would be like you versus me in basketball. My knees no longer work. I could never shoot a basketball anyway.
I don't know if I would. I don't know. That would be tough. Maybe just like do a 3-point competition or something. Something where we don't have to move a lot.
There you go.
We'll see if we can make it happen.
They'd still win, but, that would at least be respectable.
There's not enough media members that cover CSU, though, to field a real team, I don't think.
And that's get some ringers.
That's not a knock on CSU. It's just the state of Northern Colorado. There's not a ton of, like, we're the only state, the only radio station. The guys that do the games are technically part of the staff for CSU, so I don't know if they'd count. Although I take Adam Nygaard on our team, but he already said no. But I don't know if they could be on our team because they're not technically, like, they're media members, but they work for CSU. They work for Learfield and CSU. So right now it's like me, Kevin Lytle, Justin Michael from DNVR Rams.
Well, I mean, there is a guy who comes through the station on Mondays who maybe you could give some
media
credentials to.
Yeah, we'd need more than Brock Wisney, I think.
He would be helpful.
Yeah.
He's got a couple of
Smitty
teammates.
Says, fill out the radio team with Hall of Famers. Smitty would be on that team. We'd put him on there because he's a CSU guy. I don't know if, I mean, Dixon's a big dude. You know, he can move some people around, but he's kind of the arch nemesis, so I feel like he would try to work against us somehow.
Yeah, but he knows how to talk to the referees.
That's also true. He could probably officiate the game. That would be interesting. 40 minutes after the hour. Michael, let's jump out, get the latest on the local Sports Flash.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.